Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I guess you can tell by now, this girl is on fire, and I hope that you're on fire, too. And it really doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy. It's just about being on fire. And that really, I love that song. I love the words. And one of the things I think is so important about listening to songs like that, you know, I'll scout out a motivational song in a minute. And one of the reasons that I open up the show with the motivational song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. I know the song is old. It's been around close to 100 years, but no, not that long, but nearly probably a good 40 years or so. The song came out when I was a teenager. And one of the things I know about songs like that is they really get you motivated. So they do their job. You know, it's motivating to know that you are unstoppable. That it's motivating to be able to tell yourself, ain't no stopping you now. And here's the thing. Here's what makes motivation really work. Yeah, I love motivation. I fell in love with motivation back in 1980, January 2nd. I remember the day like it was yesterday. You know, everybody's got dates that they remember. Well, I remember the day I fell in love with motivation. So we're now embarking on a 32-year relationship. Yeah, 32 years, I've been in love with motivation. And so it's January 2nd. And now actually it's 33 years this year, and going into 34 years of love. That is pretty funny. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years of love. Wow. Well, I'm in love with motivation, and I tell you, but when you hear songs like that, when you, ain't no stopping us now, this girl is on fire, you know, things like that. What makes those songs so motivating, in my opinion, is that, and this is what I really truly believe you have to tell yourself, is when you can say it for yourself. You see, when you get it down in your mind, and you get it down in your system, that ain't no stopping you. That's when you become unstoppable. I already think you're unstoppable. I know you're unstoppable. I know you're great. I know you have greatness within you. I know you have a great, awesome, successful, powerful, wealthy destiny. But until you know it, until you can say it with conviction, not how about, it's not about how loud you say it, but the fact is, you can say it even if you just keep saying it in the back of your mind. You keep saying something and over and over and over in the back of your mind. Sooner or later, it'll make it to the front of the line. You just keep saying it over. That's like affirmations. It's like scriptures. Why do you think God has told us, repeat these scriptures every day. Meditate on my word day and night. They will guide you. Remember, he said that. He said, my Holy Spirit will come and guide you. Well, Jesus said, I am my word, and me and my word are one. And God said, we're the three. So the Holy Spirit is also part of the word that you're reading, because they're one. You can't separate the word of God from the Son of God, from the Holy Spirit. It's all one. God, Jesus said, I and my word are one. So therefore, listen, I tell you, it's great. So I love motivation, absolutely. And that's why I try to keep, I daily motivate myself. I motivate myself every day. I want to talk to you today about the topic of personalities. You know, one of the challenges with people working together in teams, and I really think that when I first put this topic together and decided to talk about this, you know, I was really led to do it, because I really didn't have a sound reason as to why to talk about it. I know I enjoyed going through the training to become a True Colors certified trainer. I enjoyed that thoroughly. The training was awesome. It was 2.5-day training. And by the way, if anyone should like to go through the training, please contact me and I will tell you how you can do that. But it's a 2.5-day training, and the training was phenomenal. And it's called True Colors. And it helps individuals who are struggling with getting along, you know, having their teams be highly productive. And here's the thing. When you put together a team of people to work together on projects, to work together on issues, on solving projects, on planning events, whenever you have teams together, you're subject to having personality conflicts. All right, let me say that again. Whenever you put together a team, and a team is two or more, one person does not, yes, you could be a team of one, but you're just, well, some people do have multiple personalities. I do. I get it. But for the most part, God intended for you to have one basic personality. But we're not talking about schizophrenia here, all right? We're just talking about different people being made differently. We're talking about people thinking differently. We're talking about people making decisions differently. We're talking about the way people have various differences when it comes to making choices, when it comes to analyzing things, when it comes to looking. You know, you can take two people and show them the exact same picture, and two people will get a different perspective from that, or a different reaction, a different synopsis of that same picture. You can, two people can watch the same movie, read the same book, and come away with a different outcome. Two children in the very same household, exact same parents, slept in the same room, grew up under the same rules and regulations, grow up and turn out to be two, and even before they grow up, all the while they're growing up, they're two totally different personalities, all right? And so this True Colors comes along to Don Lowry, created this program some years back. And yes, it's based on some of the concepts, because like Myers-Briggs, DISC, and other ones, they all, Carl Jung, they're all trying to understand and figure out and teach you about the different personality types, but they all use a little different system. It's just like the airline industry. You have many ways to take a flight. You got United and American, and they all are, you do the same thing, but they all do it a little bit differently. So this personality assessment is just done a little bit differently. Now, the beautiful thing about it is that he's done such a thorough and deep analysis of people and their personalities. So not only does True Colors help you when you're with a team and to solve conflicts, it can help where there's diversity issues. Sometimes the conflicts are based on diversity, and diversity at all different angles and levels. But it also can help you learn about yourself. And again, I mean, this kind of tags along with my topic on Monday, talking about, not Monday, but Friday. Last Thursday, that I believe the topic was personal development, because Fridays is open mic. Monday, I didn't do the show. Monday, I have to make that show up. We're going to talk about your business plans and how to get your business plan. But last Thursday, I talked about this personal development for entrepreneurs and for leaders have to develop themselves. And entrepreneurs, business owners, network marketers, MLMs, and especially MLMs and network marketers, you really need to pay attention to personal development, because really, a lot of times people go into that business just any age, 18, and now all of a sudden you have a team. But how can you really grow the team if you haven't developed yourself? So that's what we were talking about. But this kind of tags along with that True Colors, in that this helps you. It's like, in other words, it's like taking a rocket versus an airplane when you start talking about personal development. All right? As you develop your personal development, whether you are improving your communication skills, whether you are improving your decision-making skills, your problem-solving, and decision-making and problem-solving, they use different skill sets. So any of those skills that you are improving, your customer service skills, your, we said communication, right, your team-building skills, all of those pretty much start with that whole personal development. So you want to understand yourself, your own personality, absolutely. But the key to all of those other things is understanding the personality of others. Understanding the personality of others. That's a beautiful thing about having a virtual studio. The trash truck comes right down the street with all the noise, so I had to get that window closed. But back to my earlier thought track there and thought processes about this True Colors. So True Colors uses these concept of the four colors, you know, like you're showing your true colors. Who are you really? What's your real personality? So that understanding your true personality, so that you can be true to yourself, so that you can, you know, like I know when I was working on these different jobs, and sometimes, you know, you just felt like the people didn't understand you. Sometimes you don't understand them. And if you're the leader, boy, that's a precarious position to be in. When you don't know the team that is following you, you don't understand their personalities. Wow, that's no good. It's time out for that, especially when there's these powerful programs like True Colors, for which I'm a certified trainer. So if you absolutely, I would love to come and train your group. As a matter of fact, I'm working right now to start doing the training online for those individuals who are in remote locations, places where I can't get to, so we can do it virtual, just like we're doing this radio broadcast. So in other words, it could look something like this, and I would just send you an email with a link to the materials that you would need in order to do the assessment. So I'm in the process of doing that now. So please, that's why I know a lot of times people feel that I have a lot of things on Facebook, but different groups. That's what I love about Facebook, is the ease of setting up groups and pages. So I have all those different groups. So there's no more than like 7 at least. But, you know, follow definitely in the Release Your Power coaching group. If you get into that group, you'll pretty much get everything that I do, or get into the All About Entrepreneurs, or I think what I'm going to start doing is really putting funneling everything through the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. As a matter of fact, the members of that group do get a free assessment. So one of the benefits, so people would say, well, what's the benefit of joining Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs? Well, one of the main benefits is that you will get that free assessment, True Colors. So I'm developing the online piece of it so that I can do it for individuals who necessarily cannot make it to Hillside, New Jersey, or Newark, New Jersey. So True Colors is definitely a wonderful program for individuals who want to learn not only about your own personality, but the personality of your team members. And even if they're not your right now team, if you're planning to be a real entrepreneur, you need to have a team. One of the things that I'm going around the country talking to people about is about partnering. And that, in a sense, is another reason that you're going to absolutely need to understand people's personalities. You know, understanding, again, you could be on a team with one person or 100 people, and different personalities come into play, so you want to be as productive as possible in your team, in your collaboration, in your partnership. It's time to move to a state of productivity. That's where we're moving in business, in the U.S. and around the world. It's what you see happening right now. Even with Syria, you see we've fallen out of the... We got to fall back into this concept, this problem right now. That's a big problem, is that people are... The tolerance for other people is very, very low, and it needs to be increased. And one of the ways to increase the tolerance of other people is by understanding them. Yeah, I forget the name of the gentleman who, I know there's the Cursey Temperaments. He did please understand me. You know, the people want to be understood. And I know some people saw on Facebook that I posted that I'm now officially running for council member at large for the city here in Hillside, New Jersey. And some people would say, well, you know, why would you do that? What's your platform? What have you? But one of the things I say is that there are problems. There are problems everywhere. And people with the problems want to be heard. And, you know, as I talk about being in government, is that people, what do you want? What do people want? People want a government that will listen to them, that will hear them. They want a government that will work. And so that's what I bring to the table, and that's what our team is bringing to the table. So we're excited about that. We're excited about ushering in a new day, and a new opportunity to get it right. And I know we say that sometimes when we pray, you know, we thank God, and we say thank God for another day because it's another opportunity to get it right. So we're saying thank God for a team to run for office, and so it's another opportunity to get it right, to have a government that does listen, that really listens to the people, and that works on behalf of the people. So True Colors is something that I've been doing now since 2011. I've been involved with True Colors, I believe, a little bit longer than that, I guess, because prior to being a certified True Color trainer, I was an unofficial trainer because I had gone through the program while working at Essex County College, and that was back in 2002. So a little over 10 years ago, I was introduced to True Colors. I had already gone through Myers-Briggs in graduate school, so that was like back in 1998. 1998, I went through the Myers-Briggs program through college and a couple of others they put us through in management class. Because, again, you can't have leadership and management and developing people without these tools. Everybody does that. So I ask people, have they had the assessment? Sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say no. And some of these people work in very, very powerful companies, and I'm always so shocked that you haven't done it. You don't remember. You can't remember what your personality type is. You don't remember what the other people's personality types that you're, I mean, other than to say, okay, they're an extrovert or an introvert. I'm sorry. That's like just the tip of the iceberg. Just to know if someone is introverted or extroverted, that's like the tip of the iceberg. You don't need any assessment, really. Just a natural assessment can tell you if a person is typically more introverted or extroverted. But that doesn't tell you anything about how they make decisions. It doesn't tell you anything about how creative they are. It doesn't tell you anything about how they make choices, how they solve problems. It doesn't tell you anything about how they communicate their desires, you know, in the workplace. There's so many things that just doesn't tell you, just to know if a person is introverted. So a program like True Colors, which happens to be one that I'm certified to do, and so yes, since I'm the show host, I can say that. It's okay, but it's really a great assessment. I think you should definitely do it. It's definitely worth it. And one thing I like, and I tell people this about True Colors, one of the things I like about it, and I'll tell you the colors in a second, but one of the things I like about it is that it is these four basic colors, and it's somewhat easier to remember. So when people say, okay, yes, I've done Myers-Briggs. I love Myers-Briggs. I've done Myers-Briggs. We've done it in class. We've done it the whole semester one time. Just as a matter of fact, one of the speakers at the Women Leader and Entrepreneur Summit, Marianne Kotchett, who was my professor, is one of the professors that did Myers-Briggs with me. So So she's absolutely Myers-Briggs certified. And she did an awesome job because really we, you know, it was a few sessions. We didn't just do a one class period. It was over several class periods that we did this for. Awesome. But I don't remember my letters, and that's the problem. I don't remember if it was J-N-T-P. I remember most of the letters, but that's only because I've, you know, been working also with them in addition to True Colors. But with the average person, they don't remember. And some people do, I guess, if you have a photographic memory. But the beautiful thing about, but it's a very powerful tool, very widely used. It was out there before True Colors. So, yes, a lot of times, first to market is the product that people remember. And once companies get a hold of, and here's the thing, things cost a lot of money to train people. In other words, if Myers-Briggs, right, if a company, let's just say AT&T, Verizon, IBM, your company, any other big company, Johnson & Johnson, Google, any big company, if they send, you see, 500 employees, let's say they got 200,000 or 100,000 or such as those companies have, you know, General Mills, all these big companies, if they send 400 or 500 people to be certified, well, certification is a few thousand dollars for Myers-Briggs, and to keep it up, it's probably in the tens of thousands because you got to be recertified from time to time in some of these programs. So if they put that much money out just for the trainers to be certified, now they have to install things on the computer, now they have to buy materials, you're talking a lot of money. They're not going to just throw that away because something new comes on the scene. So a lot of times companies rush to get their products out there and established in organizations because they know a little trick that I'm going to teach you, and you probably already know. In case you didn't know, well, you heard it right here on All About Entrepreneurs. And by the way, welcome to the show. One thing that you need to know about people is that people, and I know you're going to laugh when I say this because you're going to be like, okay, Lalisa, who didn't know that? But no, really, sometimes we know things, but we don't always think about it. Do you know that we are creatures of habit? So companies know that if they can just get you with a quick habit on doing something, then they pretty much got you on lock. They know you're not going to want to stop. So anyway, that's, you know, I open up the phone lines if you wanted to make a comment or you had a question about True Colors. If you want to go through the assessment, I would be glad to, like I said, do it with you. If you are in a remote location, you will have to hang in there for a minute till I can get the system set up for that. But if you're here in New Jersey, we can make arrangements for that. It's a wonderful program. It works in churches. It's a wonderful thing to do at a retreat. Some of the interesting places that I've done the True Colors assessment, I've done it at a church. As a matter of fact, I still have to do a follow-up session at the church because some of the women weren't there and they heard about it and they want to go through with it. By the way, I will be doing a workshop at the same particular church, so I'll tell you more about that as we get closer to October. And there's some other wonderful things going on in October. There's a lot of things going on in October. There's something every weekend. There's things going on this month as well. There's a women's luncheon down in Virginia Beach on this Saturday. This Saturday, a women's empowerment luncheon in Virginia Beach. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a short minute as soon as I pull up the page for that. I hope you can still hear me. Hope we didn't lose sound there. But it's going to be, everything is definitely going to be really swinging. We got time because the show today is an hour. We changed the format all this month to an hour. You know, school started back, a lot of things going on. And it is really, 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 really going to be powerful. So here's the thing. When you are an entrepreneur, you got to think about there are issues that you have to deal with. And one of the issues is your own self. And I was talking to another person about this just the other yesterday. Sometimes you are your own worst enemy. I know that sounds so cliche. Everybody says that, but it's really the truth. And I know, and there's somebody made a book that says, Get Out of Your Own Way. They could have never been more right. But our personal development, True Colors, I love True Colors. Everyone that I have given that assessment to, they enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. Like I say, it's fun. It's colorful. It's not a lot of reading. Yet, you do have to read. You do have to answer some questions. It's really a lot of fun. And then I did a session down in Atlanta, Georgia, with a woman that I met online right there on Facebook. And I didn't know her from, and you know my favorite saying, I didn't know her from a hill of beans. And so I think I'm going to make a recording that just says, hill of beans. Sort of like the lady with the, I ain't got time for that. The hill of beans. I'm sure they could do something with that on YouTube. But I didn't, because I'm saying it all the time, but I feel like when I meet random, that's my way of saying it was some type of spiritual connection. Like, I had no way of knowing this person. And that the only way we got together, it had to be some type of divine intervention. So I didn't know her from a hill of beans, and I met her on Facebook, and she had posted that she was having a conference. And when I see anything about empowering women, I'm going to call you. Just know that you're going to get a call from me, or an inbox, or an email, or something. And so she had this women's empowerment thing. I called her up, or inboxed her, whatever. We talked on the phone. I told her I wanted to come and present at her conference. And I thought for sure she would say, oh, I already got enough people down here. And, you know, Atlanta's hot. That's hot Atlanta, y'all. So, you know, Atlanta got it going on. So I figured she would say that, right? So I put that you've got to follow through. That's what leaders do. That's what entrepreneurs do. That's one of the key strategies of an entrepreneur is following through on a gut feeling. Especially a gut, and sometimes a gut feeling just doesn't feel all that great, but you got to follow through on your gut when you're an entrepreneur. You got to know when to follow through on your gut. So you don't have to follow through on every gut things probably, but you have to know the difference. So I followed through and I contacted the woman anyway, thinking she would say, no, we don't have the funds to bring you in, blah, 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 blah. And we don't have room on our program, because her program had already been scheduled and everything. I saw the flyer, so she already had it planned. So I called her up, and plus it was just months away, and she said, sure. I was like, okay. She said, send me what do you want to talk about? And I talked about, you know, Release Your Power, and how I was the author of Release Your Power, what have you. And then I told her how I was a trainer, and she says, well, what trainings do you do? I says, well, I do a training called True Colors. She said, great, can you come do it? So I get down there, and that morning she had me scheduled. I got down there that Friday. I made all my copies of my True Colors stuff. By that Saturday, I was up doing the training. And it was, I had about 40 women in the room. It was awesome. That's one of my funniest stories with doing True Colors. I tell you, it was amazing. So True Colors gets around, but the person that I got my training from is out of California, but he travels all over. He was just an awesome trainer. And here's the thing, you know, I had never been a long-term, you know, corporate trainer like many of these people that do Myers-Briggs. No, I got into training as a sidebar late in my career, toward the end, as a matter of fact. It was like a retirement thing, you know, toward the end of my, it's like in college, when you're in college and your last semester, they make you take the capstone course. So really it was like as I'm leaving the career field, my capstone career thing is training. Because, I mean, really, had I known that training was my passion, I would have started training when I was probably ninth grade. I probably would have began to look for training opportunities around the ninth grade. I would have started training maybe some of the younger people in my community or what have you. Maybe I would have gone to people at the school and looked to see what types of training things were there. I would have looked into some leadership, more leadership type activities to get involved with had I known this was my passion. And that's one of the reasons that I wrote Release Your Power, to let people know that you got passions within you that you don't even know are there. So release your power and become who you really are. Because I don't, you know, hey, listen, it's not up to me when you decide to tap into your passion, but you don't have to wait until you're 90. I mean, nothing wrong with it. Listen, if you're 90 and you just now tap into your passion, kudos to you. I celebrate you. Go for it. What I'm saying is that same passion, believe it or not, was there when you were 9. The only difference is you didn't know. There was nobody there to bring it out of you. There was nobody there to center you and focus you on how to get to it. And I just believe that that's one of the things that God raised me up to do, is to let people know that you have passions deep within you that are just waiting for you to tap into them. That's why we say becoming who you really are. It's because it's who you are inside. And one of the chapters in the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, is talks about that inner you, taking that. That's the chapter on taking that self-assessment. That's spending time with yourself, rather. I talk about taking that self-assessment a lot in the chapter, but that chapter on spending time with yourself, well, my reasoning for spending time with yourself is so that you can take the self-assessment. How can you get to know who you are if you don't spend time with yourself? How can you know who you are even if you spend time with yourself? Because there are some people who are alone, so technically they're spending time with themselves, but they come away and they still don't know that much about themselves. So this is about not only spending time with yourself, but taking that assessment while you're alone. Asking yourself the hard questions, the deep questions, the challenging questions, the questions, and actually those are the questions that really move you forward. So if I had known, I was passionate about training. But True Colors and training coming later on in my career, again, didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I see the importance of it now. I think one of the most important things is to let other people know. Sometimes the stuff we go through, it's not all the time. It is not for us. It is for other people. And that's why I'm committed to coming on the radio show every morning, because I'm committed to helping other people. That's just, you know, that's how it's done. That's how it's done. So, True Colors, let me tell you the 4 colors. So, there's 4 basic colors to True Colors. That's why it's called True Colors. And you absolutely can look them up. They have a very, very huge website. However, since you're listening to the Coach Lalisa Show, I am a certified True Colors trainer. So, you're listening to the show. If you are interested, let's just say you are a trainer, want to be a trainer, you like the whole personality type thing, and you have groups of people that you would love to do it with. Maybe you have a big team. Maybe you, in your business, maybe you have many employees and what have you, and you want them to be more productive. You want them to be more developed. See, in my mind, a well-developed team is a more productive team. The very fact that you're well-developed, in my mind, makes you more productive. That just goes together for me, like peanut butter and jelly, toast and butter, you know. When you are more developed, you are more productive. If you, you know, be productive, of course, but you have to be developed first. So True Colors is a personal development tool, and an ultimate personal development tool, which is one of the reasons I believe I was led to it, and I love it. I love conducting the sessions. So let's see, the first color, well, there's 4 colors. No one color is better than the other. They're all good colors, okay? So, again, if you have any questions, I know some people have to leave and go to work and what have you, but if you have a question or a comment, please, all you have to do is hit your number 1 key, and I will open up your phone line. And I had meant to open up the chat room a minute ago, so I want to take a moment to do that. But welcome to the broadcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Coach Alisa Williams. If you're just tuning in, I know we're doing the show for an hour today, but this is, I think, a very important and exciting topic. True colors is a part of personal development. We've been talking about personal development for entrepreneurs, all about entrepreneurs. One of the things that we do for entrepreneurs is to help them develop. Entrepreneurs need development too. You know, again, when you were an employee, the company did the development for you, for the most part. But as an entrepreneur, you are the company that has to do the personal development for yourself and your team members. And what I'm saying, you have me right here, ready, able, and available to come and do this powerful session with your team that will change the levels of not only your productivity, because when your productivity grows, then your revenue grows. When your revenue grows, there's a chance that your profits can grow. As profits grow, there's a greater chance that you can hire a bigger, better team. As you hire a bigger, better team, there's chances that you'll grow more in your revenue and profit. As you grow and expand, you're able to hire more people. As you hire more people, you're able to produce more for less. The moment you can begin to hire more people, now you can get into economies of scale because you can do more with less. It was like with those families, you know, you can feed same amount of people. You know, if it takes more to feed one person, then you could have had, you know, fed three people. A lot of times with one, it goes to waste. So that's not good. So same thing in a business. You can do more productivity as you hire more people because you're doing more with less. You're getting more work done out of more people. And you're not using any more utilities and different things like that. So economies of scales can take over, and now you're producing at mass levels, and now your profits can, you have a greater chance for your profits to get higher and higher, and that's what a lot of companies do. So personal development is something that you definitely want to do for your, number one, for yourself, so you can understand your own personality and so you can know what types of people to even attract. Again, taking this assessment, True Colors, will also teach you not only about your personality and what and how you think and how you make choices and how you make decisions and how you analyze situations and how you deal with conflicts and solve problems. It'll teach you how other people do it as well, which will enable you to have better working relationships with people so that you can be more productive. As you're more productive, you can work with more people. You work with more people, you get more done. As you get more done, you have more to do. As you have more to do, you have more to do with. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. It just takes a willing heart. That's all. It just takes someone making a decision, making a choice to do things different, stepping out on faith, hoping that things will get better. But I can guarantee you, if you don't do better, they won't get better. Now, that I can guarantee you. People always go, I want things to get better. Well, that ain't happening unless you do better. And the second, the moment, the nanosecond, or whatever smaller than that, the moment you do better, guess what? Things will get better. This is how it works. The second, the moment, the minute a person does better, things will get better. Even if you don't see it getting better, it's getting better anyway, even if you don't see it. You don't have to see it. And that's, you know, that's a whole other show. That's a whole other thing that we teach people how to do, is don't worry about seeing it. Just know that what you're doing is making a difference. It's not, you don't have to see the result. If you never see the result, that doesn't negate the fact that a change is being made. You don't ever have to see it. It's about what you do. What are you doing? What are you doing? If you're doing what's right, if you're doing the right thing, then right things are happening. This just makes common sense, right? So here's these colors. There's one color is blue. Oh, we like blue, right? True blue. You know true blue? Well, blue. You see, you got blue. You got orange. You have not red. And I know a lot of people, when I mention true colors, the first color they throw at me, oh, yeah, I did one of those, and I'm red. Well, no, you didn't do true colors then, because red is not one of our colors. So it's blue, orange, green, and gold, not yellow. That's what she said. Oh, I'm yellow. No, you're not yellow, because yellow is not true colors. We're gold. So, but it's pretty fun, and it's fun, and it's funny. Blue, and it's not, like I said, not one color is better or higher than the other. It's just that you can remember the colors, because, again, you want to remember these things as you're dealing with people, as you're building your companies, building your teams, as you're working together with people. If you're already part of a group, like I said, it could be a church group. It could be an association. Let's say you could be a part of the National Council for Negro Women. You could be a part of the NAACP. You could be the Little League. You could be a team of anybody. It's any kind of team. Could be right now the team in the White House is trying to make decisions, and I'm sure they've had some of these sessions, but they need Coach Elisa down there to do the session for them. I think they'll figure it out quick, fast, and in a hurry when I'm done with them. But no, just kidding. But I love True Colors. It's awesome. And again, you can go online and find them. You can go online and sign up and go to the training. You can fly to California if you want to. But I'm just saying, if you contact me, I would love to be the one to refer you, because I'm partly a recruiter for True Colors as well. That's a beautiful thing about going through the training. Once you go through the training, you know they would love for you to refer people. So I do get credit for referring people, teams, colleges, schools, whomever wants to do. You can train, you know, have two or three of your staff members train. If you don't want to have me come in to do the session, you can have two or three of your staff members trained, and then train your whole school district. You can train your whole agency, say your real estate agency, or a bank, and you know. But I'm often surprised that, well, some people, they don't believe in a lot of this because they've done something similar, and they really didn't get much out of it. And that's the problem. That's a lot of times people are jaded, they're turned off because they've tried other things before and they really didn't get any good results. So they become reluctant to try it again. So that's why I'm here talking about it today. And I'm going to be talking about it as I go forward in this year and next year. I'm going to be talking more about it. And as a matter of fact, like I said, those individuals who are members of the WLEA, which is the acronym, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. I do have a page on Facebook, so if you want to look it up on Facebook, that's probably the easiest way to get us. We do have a website. The website is rather long. I just want to caution you, but it's okay. You can write it down or go back and listen to this and get it. The website for the association, for the member, and it's a membership, is Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, and the website is WLEI Association, so that's www, of course, dot W for women, L for leaders, E for entrepreneurs, I for international, and the word spelled out, association. So WLEI Association, and that would be great if that was it, right? But no, dot Wild, W-I-L-D, apricot, A-P-R-I-C-O-T, apricot, like the fruit, apricot, dot O-R-G. Now you have the dot O-R-G. You know, every website ends in an O-R-G or .com or .biz or dot something. So there you have it. So you have women, W-L-E-I Association, dot Wild Apricot, .org, or if you go to release-your-power.com, there's a link that says join. If you click that link, it'll take you to the page. So If you join, then you will get a complimentary session of this. But other than that, you know, you can have your staff members trained or team members trained, and you can be trained, and they do pay. It's just a small, they compensate you in a small way if you want to. If you want to do that, okay. So if you, they will, you know, the company itself, True Colors. So it's a big company. It's a lot about it. So if you go on the internet, you're going to probably be overwhelmed with all the sites. That's why I said if you want to come through me, that would be better. So that way we can remove all that. But if you could just go online, you can, not that you couldn't figure it out, but there's a lot. Because then there are all kinds of trainers who have been trained on the system who then have their own programs set up using the True Colors format. And so you got to make sure, you know, which one, you know, you're dealing with. It's not like they're chapters or anything, but it's that they've been through the training, they've been through deep training with it, they fell in love with it, and they use it as their only business tool. Like some trainers, like that's all they do is True Color. They just go around the world doing True Color sessions. And I think that I suspect more and more people will start doing them because, you know, the world is increasingly realizing that we can't just ignore the fact that we have these different personalities and that we're going to have these conflicts at work, even if they're small. I don't care how small the conflict is. It still can cause you to lose production. And a slowdown in any kind of production can lead to lesser profits. So it doesn't make sense to, because I know a lot of companies' arguments is that, you know, I can't afford training. Well, you can't afford not to. Yes, you pay a small amount on the front end, but you get a huge return on the back end. And most people, they only think about, they don't look at the huge return on the back end. They just look at the upfront amount that they have to invest on the front end, and that sometimes stops them from making wise choices. But again, you know, maybe once you understand your personality a little bit better, maybe you'll understand, you know, why it is that you do that. So we're excited to be letting people know that, you know, True Colors is available. A lot of people don't know about it. So hopefully I've opened that door for you today and tell you what it is. It's a personality assessment that can be used to help you find your career. It can be used to help you find a relationship, a good relationship, one that you're compatible with. It can be used to help you deal with your customers and your clients, understanding them better. It's like, oh, now I see why my client, he'll say things like, "Why? Now I see why my client is always coming up with new ideas. You know, oh, now I see why my client is resistant to this, this, or that whenever I say that." So it's really good, especially with people in sales, as all business owners are. Every business is in sales of something, right? The post office sells stamps. Hospitals sell medical care. Telephone company sells telephone services. Every business is in some selling something. And so understanding, and your customer is important, all right? And understanding how customers make decisions, determining how customers like to be handled. Hello, ding, 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 ding. That should be a bell going off. Understanding, that's critical right there. That's critical for any entrepreneur, business owner, salesperson to understand how your customer likes to be handled is huge. And that's why this is a program that they, a lot of times they do teach to salespeople. And again, if you're an entrepreneur, you're a salesperson. You have something to sell, even if it's no more. Let's just say you have an event spot. Well, you have to sell that. If you're a college, you have to sell your classes. Whatever you do, you have to sell. You have to sell something. And to understand how your customer likes to be handled is something you're going to really need. There's a big problem with people don't know how to talk to people, don't know how to handle people. So I want to teach you how to do that. And we also do communication skills training and interpersonal skills training. And right now we're teaching even in the college. Now I'm in high school teaching a college course, and I'm teaching seniors in high school how to be interdependent. And of course, in that, I'll talk about those interpersonal skills. So now you have high school kids being trained with the stuff that I had to go and get in an MBA program. Now I'm teaching this to high school children. And I'm telling you, parents, you better get ready. You know what it felt like when, you know, people were like, oh, my kid's going to be learning this particular type of math or whatever. I better go back to school so I can keep up, right? Well, guess what? Now we are teaching seniors this new programs that are starting up all over the country where they're teaching, giving high school kids college degrees. And so it's college material. Part of the one of the courses, as I was leaving the high school, I ran into a woman that I know, and she's also teaching there. And I says, oh, what course are you teaching? She says, I'm teaching psychology. I'm like, wow, I wish they would have had that in my high school. And she's teaching psychology. And she said, the kids love it. I said, I bet they do. I love psychology. Psychology teaches you about you. I might do a psychology course right here on this broadcast. You know, we're all about helping the entrepreneur here. It's all about entrepreneurs right here on Blog Talk Radio, virtual radio station. You can listen to anywhere, anytime. You can go back and listen to the archive. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I know. We want you successful. We know you wouldn't be tuned in if you don't want to be a success. But we're giving you the tools to make you a success, and you have to go practice them. Now, I have a coaching program that teaches people how to put all these things into practice in your everyday life so that you can be a success. Well, we're almost out of time today. Tomorrow is Thursday. We have another great show for you. Tomorrow's show is not going to be as long, I don't think so, because I have to be in my students. My class starts at 8:20, and I'll see. I don't know how well I'll be able to do this. If it's from the high school, we'll see. That's where I'm teaching this semester, and I do have to get there rather early just to get parking. But I've had a great time with you today. I love talking about True Colors. I hope you have an awesome, wonderful day. Connect with me on Facebook or Twitter, facebook.com/CoachLalisa. There's other pages on Facebook. It's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now, and you are on the move. If you have any comments or questions, please, please, please inbox me on Twitter. Thanks for all the support, all the love I got for everybody. Wishing me success with the upcoming elections. Love you all. Have a great and powerful day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.